Let's try this again. Can anybody hear me now? Because I don't know what is going on. Yes? You can hear me now? Wow, what in the world? I think this is, they had some kind of update over the weekend. Hi, Ryan. Hi, BP. Wow, I am Aaron.
Yes.
You can hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
I have no idea what's going on. Wow, all right. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. I don't hope anybody else doesn't have to do this. Hello, welcome to the Dina Jo podcast. I am DJ Dina Jo, your friend, coming to you from colorful Colorado. The sun is out today. Thank you so much for joining the show today. You all are the best. If you're listening on the download, thank you, and hit that follow button so you can join me live sometime. I'm here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7:45 Mountain Standard Time, and I have the best people in the chat. Thank you all for your continued love, support, likes, and shares and downloads. Share loads, one word. Gosh, dang, wonder what happened. Now I lost a whole bunch of people. Hi, Brett, good to see you. Thank you for coming back. I don't know what happened. I could hear Aaron, I could hear everything, and then it was like crackling and popping, and then it just, I don't know. Anyway, we're back. Today is Friday. April 28th, today in Denver. Yeah, like I said, the sun finally came out. It's been raining for a couple of days, it seems like, nonstop, but no thunderstorms. I like thunderstorms. It's 32, we'll get to a high of 51. Sunny skies, they say, and we should have sunny skies all weekend, which is going to be nice. We have a full weekend where Sunday is a haven for heroes, the alpacas and the llama people organization. They're going to be at the Trader Joe's here in Parker for their 1 year anniversary, which is going to be big for them because the organization is just starting out. And so they're trying to raise money and stuff. And it's a great cause. It's for veterans and frontline workers, police, fire department, and nurses, doctors and stuff that see things that they shouldn't see. That anybody shouldn't have to continually see in their life. And they have this farm with the llamas and alpacas. For those of you who didn't get to hear the interview, that the frontline workers can go to and kind of just release everything. So that's happening on Sunday. And I posted their GoFundMe and their link on the Dina Jo podcast Facebook page. So hopefully, if you can't help, that's fine. But you know what? Organically just sharing their link could help them so, so, so much. So if you could do that, that would be great. Then we got tickets to go to the Rockies game. So hopefully, we'll have some nice weather and hopefully they'll play good. We'll see. So for my friend Ryan in British Columbia, 40 degrees, mostly sunny skies, and you should be at 66. That's a huge difference than in the minus. For my friend Bam Bam, in Welland, Ontario, currently 49. You guys will get to a high of 58, but you're going to have rain off and on, starting around 11 to 12 and then stopping, and then 3 to 1 a.m., then you'll have rain. And BP, my friend BP, in Elwood, Pennsylvania, currently 53, high of 54, and you're going to be raining all day. Is it raining right now? Because it says it's raining. I don't know if you're getting what we had. And so I am going to start the day like I try to always start it with a positive word and quote of the day, something to get us a little smile, a little positivity before you have to go out into the world of hate, because it's going to try to bring you down. It really, really is. Every day it tries to bring you down. So today's word of the day is extraordinary. Very unusual or remarkable. And the quote is, extraordinary people survive under the most terrible circumstances and they become more extraordinary because of it. And that is by Robertson Davies. And being extraordinary isn't reserved for the rich, the famous, the powerful, or the privileged. Extraordinary people exist within even the most ordinary lives. We all can name extraordinary people that have touched us. A teacher who made us feel seen, a relative who helped us believe in our dreams, a friend who created a circle of acceptance wide enough for all. Man, I have a lot of those in here. Extraordinary people live lives likely to have focus on things that matter. The extraordinary person seems to know instinctively the follies of joining the crowd or the hamster wheel. Instead, they are content to keep their focus on being rather than having. Extraordinary people know kindness matters. We all know people like this. They are special because they have a gift of making others feel special. And the nice thing about kindness is that it works both ways. It's lovely to be on the receiving end, but multiple studies confirm it feels even nicer to do things kind for others. Extraordinary people are willing to be seen as imperfect. We spend our lives waiting until we're perfect or bulletproof before we walk into an arena. We ultimately sacrifice relationships and opportunities that may not be recoverable. We squander our precious time and we turn our backs on our gifts, those unique contributions that only we can make, all because we are afraid to make a mistake. And that quote is by Brené Brown from her book. And then extraordinary people have the ability to connect. They understand this. That is why they make others a priority. They are the ones who remember our names, ask us questions about and care about our answers, and leave us feeling heard and valued. I know you all have the ability to be extraordinary. Just don't let the world, like I said, change you. Remember, the difference between ordinary and extraordinary is just a little extra. Be extraordinary. So that's what I have for you to start the weekend, to end your Friday, and to go into the weekend with a happy smile on your face. Yeah, I hope you enjoyed that. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Ryan, BP, and Brett. I appreciate you. So I talked about the Trader Joe's, and we'll get to you in a few minutes, Aaron. I don't know if you guys heard about this boy, and we hear, again, so much negative stuff, and especially about kids. I wanted to, if you didn't hear about this little seventh grader who pulled the bus. You can see the video. He had the bus drivers, like, something's going on with him. You know, he's not feeling well. He's trying to get air. And you can hear him talking to the kids, like, I'm going to pull the bus over. And he's trying to, like, cool himself off. And then you can see, like, he has a seizure or something. And this kid, let me see if you guys can hear this kid. He's just amazing. What he, it's hard to hear the bus driver say he's going to pull the bus over. And then you're just kind of, the camera's on him. And this little kid just, oh, I can't wait, VP. He jumps, the guy says, I'm going to pull the bus over. He jumps up and there's a handbrake, and he puts the handbrake and pulls the bus to a stop. And then all the kids start screaming, and you could see that the bus, and then he tells everybody, somebody call 911, somebody call 911 to help the bus driver. He's amazing. He said he only knew what to do because he sat up front and he watched the bus driver do it every day. So he was able to just, and he was calm, even though at the end he's screaming at the kids, he's screaming at him, somebody call 911. I don't care. He tells them, I don't care who does it. But yeah, I'll have to post the video. It's sad to see this guy, he's having a seizure, but this kid, he puts his foot on the brake. While everybody else is screaming. Yeah, it's amazing. I was just like, dang. And he's calm throughout the whole thing. And yeah, I wanted to make sure. I'm going to post that video. You guys hear that story, because like I said, so many there's so many rotten kids out there, but with every rotten kid, there's some good ones out there. And he did good. He was able to, there were 66 students on the bus. So between the bus driver and him, he knew what to do. So applaud him. Yay. Dylan. I think his name was Dylan. All right. So with food, I have a couple, Aaron. Oreos. God, Oreos. Does everybody like Oreos? There are so many Oreos. I had to look and see. There are over, there has been over 85 different Oreo cookies. But I know I told you guys the one that BP sent me last week. It was that blackout cake cookie one. And now they're doing another one. It's a they've had it before. They're bringing it back. S'mores flavored Oreo cookie with a graham cracker cookie filled with both chocolate on one side and marshmallow cream on the other side. And so those will be coming, when do they say? In May, I believe. Yeah, in May. So over 85 different ones. Oh my gosh, that's just crazy. BP, I like the golden ones. Oh, I've never, ever, ever tried them. But I think, yeah, that's one of the ones that's, I don't think they'll ever get rid of them. This one's kind of gross. For those of you who like martinis, I don't care for them. But this is one that I guess was around a long time ago, and now it's trending again. And it just sounds absolutely disgusting, but, and the guy said it was pretty gross for him. It's the Parmesan Espresso Martini. They said that they were trying to get the salty and the sweet kind of drink thing there going on, but they said the texture of the Parmesan grated in it, just going in your mouth, 'cause it can clump up. They just said it just doesn't taste good. But I don't know. Try it. Maybe you'll like it. It sounds disgusting to me, but we'll see. Another one too is that has a lot like the Oreos is Pringles. And they have a few new flavors that are coming out. The Pringles Enchilada Adobe flavor. And then it was two different. Where's the other one? Oh, roasted habanero chili peppers and lime. And that one is the Pringles Las Maras Habaneras. And then there's the spicy enchilada one. So I haven't had Pringles in a long time.
Spicy enchilada Oreo or something or what?
No. I moved on to Pringles. No, that would be gross. Sorry. That would be really gross. No enchilada Oreos. No, these are Pringles. I think I haven't had them because those are things are addicting. Like I could sit and eat a half a can of those things. They're just too addicting. And then they do something to your, I don't know if it's all the salt. It makes your lips all puckery and stuff, but yeah, gross. And then lastly, you guys, and then we'll get into Mr. Aaron. This whole week I've shown you guys like all of the food brands have come out. Well, the Pizza Hut hat was a couple weeks ago, that bucket hat. And then we were talking about, the sweatshirts, what the heck? And then there was, now Panera Bread has sweat outfits. And then they had a baguette purse, like a green, this purse was only out in February. It looks like one of those fancy purses, but it's the size of a baby baguette. So like the fanny pack that had the Hot Pockets fanny pack, they had a purse, but now they have sweats. I don't know. So I need to get the whole thing. I'll get the Pizza Hut hat, the Chick-fil-A outfit. Yeah, I'll be a styling. So anyway, that's what's going on in trending. Let's start with Mr. Aaron. Let me get your music on. Things aren't running very smoothly, Aaron, but that's all right.
Technology sometimes, it could be a thing really like...
Yes. Oh, talking about...
Exactly like a few years ago, on the table downstairs, like I was talking about to you guys, it's happening like video issues or something.
Yeah, okay.
It resolved itself and I was able to watch the games later.
I don't know. Yeah, yesterday I was having problems opening up text messages, so I'm not quite sure what's going on. And like this thing this morning, that was just weird. I was all ready and everything. And okay, whatever. How you doing, Aaron?
I'm doing well. I watched a lot of Stanley Cup playoffs and NBA playoffs lately.
I was going to say, they were all playoffs, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, our Nuggets made it to the second round of the NBA playoffs, which is a good sign.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then
good.
So, starting off, well, I hope that the Avalanche win tonight because they are down 3-2 to the Seattle Kraken.
Mm-hmm.
And they lost game 2-3. Let me see. They lost. They won game 3. They won game 3 to lead 2-1. And then
thank you, Bam Bam.
Seattle won overtime in game 4 to tie the series. And then they Avalanche lost game 5, so they're on the brink of elimination now.
Yeah, and it's kind of hard too because they're starting off, they're starting off a team as the Stanley Cup winners. They won the Stanley Cup, but champions. Yeah, thank you. But they have all new players. It's not the same team.
No, like some of the players from the team that recently won the cup, like they all went to different places.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why, you know, a lot of people are looking at our team as like, oh, you're the Stanley Cup champions, but it's not the same team. It's an all new team starting all over. So they have to make a name for themselves again.
Yeah, it's crazy. But I'm like I said, I hope they win game 6 tonight or their season's over.
Oh, well, yeah, I do too. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, so now Nuggets, they start their second round series tomorrow, actually, against the Phoenix Suns.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Hi, Mike, Tampa Bay.
So what I have here is I watched from the 20th of April. It was game 3 between the Hawks and Celtics, and the Hawks won 130-122. Then the Bruins, Florida Panthers.
Thank you, Bam Bam.
Then the next day, the Nuggets defeated the Timberwolves. I watched the game from like a day ago, something like that. They won 120-111. Then I watched the Sixers sweep the Nets in game 4, 96-88. And what a sweep is in the playoffs. That means one team beats the other team 4 straight games out of 7 to advance.
Holy cow.
Mm-hmm. Then the Suns beat the Clippers in game 4, 112-100. The Miami Heat beat the Bucks 121-99 in game 3. Then the other ones in the Stanley Cup playoffs were the Golden Knights beating the Winnipeg Jets 5-4 in game 3. That was in double overtime. And then the Maple Leafs beating the Lightning 4-3 in overtime. The 23rd, April 23rd, the Knicks defeated the Cavs 102-93 in game 4. The Warriors defeated the Sacramento Kings in game 4, 126-125. And the Celtics defeated the Hawks in game 4, 129-121. And then game 4 is on that same day in the NHL. Hurricanes beat the Islanders 5-2. Bruins beat the Panthers 6-2. Stars beat the Wild 3-2. April 24th, the Timberwolves got back in the series with the Nuggets 114-108. Then the Heat won in overtime over the Bucks 119-114. Stanley Cup playoffs, the Devils beat the New York Rangers 3-1. The Maple Leafs beat the Lightning in overtime 5-4 in game 4. And then April 25th, 2 NHL games. Islanders beat the Hurricanes 3-2, and then the Wild beat the the Stars beat the Wild 4-0. Then one NBA game I saw that day was the Hawks and Celtics game 5. Hawks won by 2, 119-117. April 26th, the one NBA game on that I watched was the Grizzlies beating the Lakers 116-99. And then the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Florida Panthers beat the Bruins in overtime 4-3. And then I think the Celtics beat the Hawks last night
to advance to the second round. I forgot to write down the score for that game.
Oh, that's okay.
And then the Lightning beat the Maple Leafs 4-2 in game five. And I didn't write down the score yet for the New York Rangers Devils game five from yesterday. So that's all the updates from the playoffs.
It's a lot of playoffs. Now, there was no WWE that happened?
No, I'm going to catch up on the WWE once.
Here's Tuttles right here. Hi, Bam Bam.
Good morning, Pebbles.
Morning, Pebbles.
Hello, A-Dog.
Hello.
Why am I pulling an echo?
Now you're fine.
Are you guys?
I think you're fine.
Are you hearing the echo?
No, I heard it once. I don't hear it anymore. Okay. I don't hear it echo at all.
Well, at WWE tonight on SmackDown, they are doing the 2023 draft.
Ooh.
See, back in the days, Raw and SmackDown were two completely different shows with different people. You would occasionally have a crossover.
Uh-huh.
But through the pandemic and stuff, they sort of let that all sort of go aside. And some people are on both shows, some people are on no shows and stuff, but they're going to divide the brands up properly again.
Oh, okay.
And Roman Reigns, whichever one he goes to, he's going to be the champion of that show. And Hunter Hearst Helmsley actually introduced a new title belt on Monday Night Raw. And they're going to have a tournament on May 27th. It's going to be a pay-per-view called the Night of Champions. And whoever wins that title is going to be the champion on the other brand show. So Roman Reigns will probably end up on SmackDown like he normally was. So whoever is going to win this new championship title is going to probably end up on Raw.
Now, will they ever fight each other?
Because that's sort of how they got pigeonholed. For the longest time, like, he was the heavyweight champion on the SmackDown show. And then the other guy was the, what's that other title belt called? Do you remember? Universal title. He was always on the Raw. But
yeah, Universal title. Yeah.
Roman Reigns ends up winning both of them. So there's only been one champion. So one show didn't have a champion. The other show had all the championships. So everybody was like, well, what the heck?
Gotcha.
So now they're going to divide it back up. So one person's going to be a champion of the one brand and one person's going to be a champion of the other brand after May 23rd. So.
Mm.
And before that, they actually have a pay-per-view coming up on May 6th in Puerto Rico. Going to be hosted by Bad Bunny.
Oh, and they're going to make you pay to watch it?
No, it'll be on Peacock.
Yeah.
Oh, it'll be on Peacock too?
They call them premium live events now, but I still call them pay-per-views because I'm old as heck.
Yeah, but you know what though, Bam Bam? I can't, because my TV in my room is a streaming TV, even though I have to go to freaking Comcast and ask them what the heck, because supposedly if we have one box in the house, we're able to stream everything live, but it will not let me watch a live event in streaming. I have to watch it the next day.
Oh.
unless I go to Aaron's TV or the other TV. Yeah, I don't know why it does that.
Yeah, that's weird.
So that to me, it's like when you say pay-per-view, it could totally, for streaming people, you can't see it until the next day. You have to pay for it.
Well, like I said, the draft starts tonight. It's tonight, and on Monday Night Raw is the other half of it. So it's always interesting because I prefer the SmackDown show on Friday nights. It's my favorite. I do watch Raw every week, but SmackDown's my favorite show. So it's going to be neat sitting there. Okay, who do we get on our show? Who do we get on our show?
Oh, yeah.
Right? So it's going to be neat. And plus, they're going to bring in some people from NXT and stuff like that as well. And so it should be an exciting show tonight, actually, for people, even if you don't watch normally.
Yeah.
You know, because they're playing off the fact it's like the NFL draft week and stuff as well, right? So it's all about the drafts.
That'll be fun. Now, BP says Bad Bunny's going to fight Damian Priest in street fight on pay-per-view.
Yeah, the Puerto Rico pay-per-view, the WWE Backlash pay-per-view next weekend. Yeah, Damian Priest and him used to be tag team partners, but now they don't get along anymore, so they're going to have a fight.
Oh, okay. I haven't heard that name, Damian Priest. I haven't heard that, so I have to look that guy up.
He's one of the guys in the Judgment Day, you know, like with that Rhea Ripley champion girl. And Dom, and then you got Finn Balor, and then Damian Priest is like the really big tall guy with the long, like, braided hair.
Okay. He's not the one that calls her mammy or whatever.
No, that's
That's the son. That's the son of the other guy. And then I didn't realize that that's what you had said, wherever she's from, that's a nickname or whatever that they call her.
Well, it's like, I guess Mexican guys call their women mommy or ma'am, mommy or something like that.
And is that her, what her necklace says on her neck, her choker?
Yeah, I think so.
That's what I thought. I was like, oh my gosh. Okay, now I get it.
Even though, like I said, in real life, they're not dating. It's just a character thing on WWE, right? Because she's dating Buddy Murphy from AEW.
How funny.
Which hopefully he does come back to WWE because he was a great wrestler. And she's pushing for it. She actually made a statement the other day. I want my boyfriend back over in WWE, and I tend to get what I want in WWE. So hopefully she gets him back because he was a good wrestler.
Yeah. All right. Now, wait, talking about WWE, did you hear about this crazy lawsuit that some ex-WWE girl has against? She sounds like she probably has mental problems. But like The Rock is named in it. One of the Bella twins is named in it. All these different wrestlers and then media and channels and all different kinds of stuff. And she was a WWE wrestler.
No, I hadn't heard about that one yet. I'll have to start cracking through the wrestling news.
Yeah, I can't remember her name. It really does sound like she has something wrong with her, because she names a whole list of people, just all kinds of people. But what made me click on it was it said something about The Rock and it said WWE, and that, you know, got me down a rabbit hole.
Was the girl's name Sunny, maybe? Because ex-WWE person who's a bit of a wackadoo.
No, that wasn't her name. I had never, ever heard of her before. They showed a picture of her holding a belt. Yeah, I'll have to see if I can find it and I'll send it to you. Aaron? Oh, yeah. No. Did we lose you again?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I think I might have lost Bam Bam.
I'm still here. I was just doing a quick look up. Sorry.
Oh, okay. I'm like, oh no. I could, because the circles are moving like you guys are talking and I couldn't hear anything. I'm like, no, did it happen again?
Oh, apparently they're being sued by a writer over a racist scene that took part on the WWE network.
Oh, see, now they showed this girl like a wrestler.
Yeah. I'm not really sure. I'll have to look into it. I'll figure out more before next week. And if I can call in next week, I will. But
all right. Thank you. I appreciate you so much.
Have a great day, everybody. Thanks for letting me call in.
Of course. Talk to you later, Bam Bam.
Bye.
Bye.
Later, A-Dog.
Later.
All right, Aaron, what else do you have? Have all those updates on all the NFL playoffs and everything. The draft. Mm-hmm. Did you talk about the draft?
No, I have the top 20 picks from last
night. Yes, BP. I think that's who it was.
NFL draft. It kind of stinks that our Broncos don't pick until the third round of the NFL draft. Because I think I remember we traded draft picks to Seattle.
Oh, and that's why, that's how.
For Russell Wilson, yeah. So the number one pick belonged to the Carolina Panthers.
Gotcha.
We ended up selecting Bryce Young, a quarterback from the University of Alabama.
Nice.
C.J. Stroud went number two to the Houston Texans. He's a quarterback out of Ohio State. Then the first trade of the draft happened. It picked number three. The Cardinals had that pick, but they traded to the Texans. And the Texans picked Will Anderson Jr., a linebacker from Alabama.
Well, the Alabama three. Picks.
Number four, the Colts picked Anthony Richardson, a quarterback from the University of Florida. Seahawks at number five picked Davion Witherspoon, a defensive back from the University of Illinois. Number six was originally owned by the Lions, but they traded to Arizona, and then Arizona drafted Paris Johnson Jr., a defensive tackle from Ohio State. The Las Vegas Raiders at number seven took Tyree Wilson, a defensive end from Texas Tech at number seven. The Falcons picked Bijan Robinson, a running back from University of Texas. Then the Bears traded their 9th pick to the Eagles, and the Eagles ended up drafting Jalen Carter, a defensive tackle from the University of Georgia. Then the Eagles got the Bears picking up. Well, the Bears traded to the Eagles, and the Eagles traded to the Bears at number 10. And the Bears got Darnell Wright, a offensive tackle from the University of Tennessee. Then the Titans picked Peter Skoronski, a guard from Northwestern. And when I saw his first name, I was like, huh, Peter.
Oh, yeah, because your friend Peter.
Yeah. And that's then funny. The Texans.
I got it, PB. Thank you.
The Detroit Lions. And at number 12, the Lions picked Mar Gibbs, a running back from the University of Alabama. Packers at number 13 picked Lucas Von Ness, defensive end out of Iowa. Number 14, the Patriots traded their pick to the Steelers at 14, and the Steelers picked Roderick Jones, an offensive tackle from Georgia. The Jets at number 15 drafted Will McDonald IV, a linebacker from Ohio State at 15. 16, the Commanders picked Emmanuel Forbes, a defensive back from Mississippi State at 16. Then at 17, the Steelers traded their pick to the New England Patriots. Patriots drafted Christian Gonzalez, a defensive back from Oregon. Number 18, the Lions, they picked up Jack Campbell, a linebacker from Iowa. The Buccaneers at number 19 picked Kalijah Kenzie, a defensive tackle from Pittsburgh. And then at the 20th pick in the first round, the Seahawks picked Jackson Van Ninjaba, I guess how you say it. He was a wide receiver from Ohio State.
Okay, that's a lot of picks. Thank you, Aaron.
Mm-hmm. Those were just the top 20 picks in the first round, because the first round concluded yesterday.
Oh, okay.
So today will be rounds 2 and 3, and then on Saturday will be rounds 5, actually rounds 4 through 7 on Saturday.
Crazy.
Yeah.
All and right.
It's taking place in Kansas City, Missouri. Excuse me.
All right. Well, crazy. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of picking.
Yeah. I wanted to give an update on how my picks are going. Like,
okay.
I'm picking,
and
like,
then I'm going to
around winners of the playoffs so far.
How did it go?
The ones I've gotten wrong so far in the NBA playoffs, I thought the Bucks were going to beat the Heat. I have the number of games written down on a piece of paper somewhere. I don't have them with me.
Okay.
But the Heat, the number 8 seed, Miami Heat, beat the Bucks 4-1. So that pick was wrong. So my pick of the Bucks was wrong. And then I had the Clippers over the Suns, but the Suns ended up being the Clippers 4-1. So that was the only two I've had wrong so far.
Okay. And all the rest were all right.
I believe I'll have this. I have the Celtics right, the Nuggets right. And I'm trying to, I'll have to look it up, because so far I'm 3-2. Like, I'm at least three right so far, and at least 2 wrong so far.
All right. Keep them written down so you can have it.
Yeah. And 2 of my picks are in trouble, because I picked the Kings to beat the Warriors in 7, and the Kings are down 3-2. Same for the Grizzlies against the number 7 seeded Lakers, and they're down 3-2 as well. So,
all right.
Let's see what happens. And in the Stanley Cup playoffs, so far I could be, at the end of the first round, either get 6 right, at least 6 right, or at least 2 wrong, or at least 5 right, or 3 wrong.
Holy cow. Well, let's wait till it happens, because you're just confusing me with all the rights and wrongs that might happen.
I have to kind of like figure out like where my pick'em record is or whatever, like how I'm doing. So I'll have to update you like next Friday.
Yes.
Because combined, I can be either at 9-4 or 8-5 by next week. So,
all right. Well, we'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. All right. So BP sent me the article on that I was talking to Bam Bam about The Rock and multiple wrestler slash model suing Dwayne The Rock Johnson, multiple WWE talents, including Nikki Bella and The Miz, for $3 billion.
$3
billion? Yeah, and it's Raka Khan and AKA Trenisha Beggars. And it goes.
I don't know who those are.
No, well, that's the same lady. That's just her stage name. It goes way back. What did Tuttles looked at it? 2005. So, yeah. And then BP said he heard her that she's done this before. So, and in the lawsuit, when I was reading, it was like, it was just, she names the state of Texas, El Paso Child Protective Services, the FBI, New Mexico Police, NYPD, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, the New York ACS, Omega Pi Sci-Fi Fraternity, Inc. as the defendants. So she names all kinds of people. So who knows? Unfortunately, it sounds kind of sad. Sounds sad, like she's got some issues. But so before I do music, you guys, I have another funny phone call. I don't know if you want to listen to it, Aaron, or do you want to just go?
I'll listen to it a little bit.
All right. So here we go. This is, let's see. Oh, well, let's see. She, will explain, hopefully.
Nominating her. Nice of Danielle to send her husband to a game. Even watch her from the suite. That's a nice thing to do.
Yes, it is her corporate suite, and she gave her husband the tickets to the game the other night. And he said in his email nominating her that she warned him no less than like 50 times to be on his best behavior because it's a work suite.
Scolded him.
Oh, God. Well, he didn't, we're going to say. And she owes a little bit of money. Should we charge that corporate card for what he did or not? Do you can pay for it yourself?
Hello?
Hi, is this Danielle?
This is.
Danielle, this is Marsha. I'm calling down from the corporate suites office at How are you today?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
I'm doing fine. We do need to wrap up the charges on the suite from the other night.
Okay. What charges?
So we have extra charges for your suite that night, and I do need to run the card for an extra $3,842.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Absolutely not.
We just did have some excessive food orders and drink orders that came up amongst other things.
No, it's my husband, Sean. I personally wasn't, in the suite for this game, but he had a $200 budget. You're telling me he spent $3,000?
Well, I do show here, let's see, 17 orders of chicken fingers. Those are 6 pieces, but he wanted them 5 pieces for some reason, but we had to charge him the same. I have 32 cheeseburgers and 1 ahi tuna salad?
I am just absolutely speechless right now.
He tried to order water balloons in the third quarter. We did say no to that, water so you balloons? Won't be charged.
What would he even need water balloons for? He's in a stadium.
I don't know, but we do have an excessive drink order as well. In fact, right at the beginning of the fourth quarter where they cut off beverages, he ordered 38 beers and 2 hard seltzers for, quote, the lady men of the group. Well, that must be who the ahi salad was for.
This is outrageous. I'm absolutely livid right now.
Now, do you want us to run the card that's on file?
Absolutely do not run that card. That's my work card. But my boss cannot know that, anything of this nature happened. The tickets were mine. I thought it would be a nice thing to let my husband go because I'm not really into, sports or anything like that. And I thought it would be nice to let him go, take a friend. And this is what happened.
Just out of curiosity, Danielle, is your boss's name Roger?
Yeah.
All right. So can you maybe explain why your husband, Sean, would write Sean Hearts Roger all over the suite and Sharpie?
Oh, my God. What a dog.
I don't know where they got the Sharpies. They did do a couple of tic-tac-toe games and even followed up with a score and wrote cat game on a couple of them. There seemed to be a lot of damage to the suite that we do have to charge you for as well.
I'm absolutely stunned. I mean, this is the most childish behavior I've ever heard from him. I just can't believe it. I'm so livid. Please, please do not charge that card you have.
Well, I will get your card in just a second, and we can put the charges on your credit card if you'd like, but we're going to have to go ahead and ask that he doesn't return to the arena for 2 years after what he did to the mascot.
What did he do to the mascot?
Well, I'm surprised you haven't seen it. It's all over TikTok this morning. Your husband has kind of gone viral. I would say that, you know, there's a lot of crowd participation that happens at the games with the mascot. And when your husband proceeded to give him what I would call a special hug that seemed to last way too long, it damaged the costume. And we do have to buy a new mascot costume, especially
Hi, Billy
after
Dave.
He followed up by writing his phone number on the tail.
Are you serious? He humped the mascot?
Hold, just 1 second. Oh, you know what, Danielle? I'm sorry. My manager just handed me the paperwork. They did charge the card on file.
No. Please, you have to cancel that right now. This cannot go on that card. I'll pay for it on my own card. Just please cancel it.
You love your husband that much?
I mean, right now I'm feeling like a little less than usual, but yeah.
Which is so nice because he loves you too. And I don't know why you put up with him, because this is Tracy and Fizz. This is Phonanigans.
Oh my God.
We got you.
Get out.
Well, your husband got you, really.
Oh my goodness. Seriously. You just got me red in the face.
A lot of trust sending your new hubby to your suite. And
yeah,
he
I wouldn't do that again.
He said you warned him about 20 times to be on your best behavior. And so
I did. Mm-hmm. You guys are great. I can't believe.
I thought that was funny.
Yeah, that was really funny.
You could tell she was getting, she was getting heated. She was getting upset. I didn't get it, BP. Oh, there it is. I got it. I just got it right now. Her in the background. Oh, okay. Gotcha. He sent me a photo of the WWE, and it has that chick who's doing the lawsuit in the back. Ah, boy, it's funny because the footage is very, very old. You get WWE has come a long way. All right, Aaron, thank you so much for
joining
us.
I'll be back next Friday. Will actually be Cinco de Mayo the next time we do this.
Oh, cha-cha-cha. All right.
Adios.
All right, bye. All right, so we are going to get straight into music. Oh, I forgot to do the fact of the day with Aaron because he said something about technology being a pain in the butt. The fact of the day, in case anybody ever asks you, do you guys know there's one animal, maybe more than one, but there's one major animal that breathes through its hiney, through its butt. Do you guys know which one it is? Do, 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 do. Come on, you guys, what if somebody stops you on the street and wants to give you $1,000? What are you going to say? Donald Trump. No. And you should know this one. Bam, bam. Oh, it's not a jackass. Huh? That's funny. That's a good one. It's a turtle. It's a turtle, Senor Tortuga. It's a turtle. Turtles have like these, they're called cloacal bursa sacs, and that's where they breathe out of is their hinies. So yeah, Mr. Senor Tortuga, they actually name a Fitz River turtle, but it's a turtle. Turtles do it. So anyway, now we'll get into music. I'm going to start with the 2000s, one hit wonders. So we're going to start with the song called Right Now by SR71. Right Now is the debut single by American pop punk group SR71 from their debut studio album Now You See Inside. The song reached number 2 on the Billboard Modern Rock Track charts. It remained on the top 10 in the chart for 11 consecutive weeks and became the biggest hit of the band's career, leading to many critics labeling the band a one-hit wonder. So here they are, SR71 with Right Now.
Plastic
Get up and dance, Mike. You too, Ryan. Just don't cut your finger. No running with knives. No dancing with knives, Ryan. Every word, each lie was more absurd, kept me so insecure, but now that's over, she taught me how to trust, and to believe in us, and she taught me how to trust, that bitch, it's over, you know, she's such a nice boy, why you always tell me when I'm Bob is SR71 with Right Now off the album Now You See Inside in 2000. All right, we're going to move on to one for Mr. BP. Let's see if it went in there. Yeah, good. All right, I don't have anything on this because I added it. The song is I Don't Want You Back. And I couldn't find a clean one, so... It's okay. We're all adults in here. And it's by Iman in the song. Its album is the same name, I Don't Want You Back. So here we go. Is it Iman? Iman? I hope this is the right one. Oh, good, 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 good. I gave you all of my trust. I told you I loved you. Now that's all down the drain. You put me through a pain. I wanna let you know I feel what I said. It told me the national breakup anthem. I never heard it until he sent it to me. I don't want you back. F you, you ho, I don't want you back. Okay, I get it. Mr. Eckerman 12, welcome. All right, that is I Don't Want You Back. He doesn't want you back, and she doesn't want you back. Whoever got hurt, they don't want you back. So there. This next song cracks me up. I honestly thought it was just a joke. I thought these guys were a joke. But I guess people, yeah, no, they're kind of like Monty Python to me. The darkness. And as long as I believe in a thing called love, and you have to see the video, you have to see the video. it's still unclear whether this song is meant to be taken seriously or not. The absurdity extravagant video undoubtedly wasn't helpful, but there was no denying its success. No one seemed to be able to resist the band's overly retro style and lead singer Justin Hawkins' falsetto vocals due to their shockingly effective combination. It also elevated the group to the status of bona fide rock gods, at least temporarily. The song was included in the movie Video Games and Glee, and Taylor Swift sang along to it in an Apple Music commercial. Okay, so here is The Darkness with I Believe in a Thing Called Love.
Thank you.
Hi, Julie. Welcome. Isn't it, Billy D? It is totally priceless. Hi, Hammond. Welcome. Bye, Ryan. See you later. Have a safe day. Talk to you later. Thank you, Billy D. Touching you, touching me. You guys got to see this video. It's just so funny. Oh my gosh. That is the darkness with I Believe in a Thing Called Love off the album Permission to the Land in 2002. It is hilarious. It's really funny. All right, we're going to move on to Nia Sky with Move Ya Body. Move Your Body is the debut single by American musical duo Nia Sky featuring rapper Jabba. The song became the duo's only solo single to reach the top 40 on the Billboard Hot 100. The song was ranked at number 250 on Blender's 500 Greatest Songs Since You've Been Born, and is well known for the use of the reoccurring bongos known as the Coolie Dance Rhythm. This has been the subject of musical motifs and many musical sampling. So here is Nia Sky with Move Ya Body. Welcome to the brand new to the market. Listen, everybody worldwide, get used to that group. You're not know. So right now, girls, nobody girl. Oh, then move your body, Billy D. Which one? Thank you, BB. Thank you, Mike. That is Nia Sky with Move Ya Body off the album Nia Sky. I like that song a lot. I totally forgot about it. Now, BP, is this, you sent me this song and it says, Frankie, F you right back. Is this, and it says like, it's the reaction to that guy's song. Is that what this is? Let's see. All right. It's Frankie. Okay, gotcha. So this is her answer back to that Iman song. This is her breakup song. Yeah, I can tell. Beep, beep. So that is her answer to Amon's breakup part, and that is Frankie with F you right back. So that's both sides of the story. Both sides of the story. All right, we are going to go on to Party Like a Rock Star. Party Like a Rock Star is about American hip-hop group Shop Boys. It was released as their commercial debut single and also served as the lead single from their debut album, Rockstar Mentality. It reached huge success during the mid-2007, namely in the United States, peaking in the top five hot Billboard R&B, and then the hip hop songs and the hot rap tracks and the Hot 100 chart. So the song was nominated for Best Rap Performance by a Duo or Group at the 50th Grammy Award. So here's Shop Boys with Party Like a Rockstar. Thank you, BP. I mean, thank you, Billy D. Hi, Luna, Nina, and my little babies. Here comes the rock star herself, Miss Luna, Nina. These aren't hard words to remember. That is Shop Boys with a little bit of Party Like a Rockstar off the album Rockstar Mentality in 2007. All right, the next one's a naughty song. So the one hit wonder of 2000's Stacy's Mom. She's got it going on. Yep, That's right. Stacy's mom's got it going on. Let's hear it for those stressed out women and mom jeans and kids. Nope. This 2003 rock ditty gives a shout out to the ladies who are better than 40. The premise of the tune is that a high school dude has a crush on his classmate, Stacy, because he's attracted to her smoking hot mom. All right. Yeah, it's a bit icky, but the song is also laugh worthy. What's really awkward is that the tune was based on an actual crush. While growing up, a friend of one of the band members had a crush on one of the guys in the band's grandmother. Okay, here's Fountain of Wayne with Stacy's mom.
Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom has got it going on.
The MILF anthem, yeah.
Stacy, can I come over after school? After school. We can hang around by the your mom get back from her business trip. Business trip. Is she there or is she trying to give me the slip? Give me the slip. You know I'm not the little boy that I used to be. I'm all grown up now, baby, can't you see? Stacy's mom has got it going on.
I know you all know the words to this song. Stacy's Mom by Fountain of Wayne, the album Welcome Interstate Managers in 2003. All right, we're going to move on to a little Crazy by Gnarls Barkley. In 2006 worldwide hit, this song narrator refers to the thin line between self-control and losing your mind. As he breaks free from expectations to explore his true identity, he questions whether he's the crazy one or everyone else is. The Grammy-winning award song was global smash hit for a duo of CeeLo Green and Danger Mouse, together known as Gnarls Barkley. The Neil So song peaked at number 2 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 and was also named the 500 greatest songs of all time from Rolling Stones. So here is Gnarls Barkley with Crazy.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that day.
Thank you, Billie Jean.
Your emotions had an echo in so much space.
So that is a little bit of Crazy by Gnarls Barkley off the album Saint Elsewhere in 2006. This next one, I completely forgot about this song until it came up on one of these three lists that we put together, and it's Lost Lonely Boys, and the song is called Heaven. The narrator in this 2004 Grammy Award winning pop song is a man who is lost, weary, and in search for spiritual guidance, he says. Feeling locked up and miserable, he beckons God to save him from the prison that he's been living in within himself. The narrator hopes that if he shows faith, that the Lord will bestow upon him a heavenly reward. Seems legit, huh? Well, yeah, I totally forgot about this song. It was a big hit. Here's Lost Lonely Boys with Heaven. I remember, I love the guitar. Oh, thank you, Lunar Lena. Have a good day. Give that baby a big hug. Thank you so much for coming in.
Save me from this prison. Lord, help me get away. Cause only you can save me now from this misery. I'm getting weary. How far is heaven? And I know that I need to change my ways of living. How far is heaven? Lord, can you tell me? Crazy world, how far is heaven? And I just keep on praying, Lord, and just keep on living. How far is heaven? Yeah, Lord, can you tell me? How far is heaven? I just gotta know how far, yeah. How far is heaven? Yeah, Lord, can you tell me?
That is a little bit of Los Lonely Boys, bringing that back. I totally forgot about this song. It's a good song, Heaven, off the album Los Lonely Boys in 2005. Yeah, they used to play that all the time on the radio. I like that part. Good harmony. All right, we're going to move on to the Boys of Summer, the song in their rendition by the Ataris. If this song sounds familiar, it is because it's a remake of the 1984 Don Henley hit song. And also one of Rolling Stones magazine's 500 greatest songs of all time. The Ataris are the rock band best known for their 2003 cover version, which climbed to number 20 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 chart and made them a one-hit wonder. Here it is, Boys of Summer by the Ataris. I like it.
Nobody on the run, nobody on the beach. Good in the air, the summer's out of reach. Empty air, empty streets, the sun goes down alone. I'm driving by your house, though I know you're not home. I can see you. Thank you. those nights. I wonder if it was a dream. Remember how you made me crazy? Remember how I made you scream? I don't understand what happened to our love. But baby, when I get you back, I'm gonna show you what I mean. I can see you. Your friends keep shining the sun.
That is the Ataris with their version of The Boys of Summer off the album So Long, Astoria. I like it. It's a little rockin'. It's good. All right. The next song, Bulletproof, LaRoux. LaRoux? How do you say that? R-O-U-X. LaRoux? LaRoux? Whatever her name is. With the contagious beat and memorable hook, this 2009 electronic pop song climbed to number 8 on the US Billboard Hot 100 and became an international hit. The narrator is tired of repeating her mistakes. She confidently assures both herself and the one who has hoodwinked her in the past that this time, baby, I'll be bulletproof. This time, baby, I'll be bulletproof. Although the song brought LaRoux, but success, singer Ellie Jackson attributed her panic attacks to the song's popularity. That's her real name. As a result, she later came to regret the hit. So here is LaRoux with Bulletproof. Rue, like the stuff you make.
Been there, done that, messed around. I'm having fun, don't put me down. I'll never let you sweep me off my feet. I won't let you in again. The messages I've tried to send, my information's just not going in.
Thank you, Billy G. Thank you, BP.
Sure, I break away from something more. I'm not turned on to love until it's cheap. Been there, done that, messed around. I'm having fun, don't put me down.
Thank you, Mike.
This time, baby, I'll be bulletproof.
Oh, thank you, Mike, so much. That's right, Mike. You're bulletproof. I was going to say like Superwoman, but you know how she does. That's me. You know, guy. How does LaRoux with Bulletproof off the LaRoux album in 2009? That's right, Bulletproof. Don't let people mess with you. Don't let them take your emotions and mess with you. I can use some more choice words, but I'm going to be good and not do that. But don't let them. Don't let them do that to you. Just, yeah. Huh? All right. So the next song, let's see. Where am I going to go here? We're going to go to Jimmy Eat World, The Middle. This upbeat message behind the internal popular 2001 rock song is you do you and never mind what others say. Whether you're in your teens or much older, we could all use this encouragement, especially when facing new situations and we're trying to adjust. Hey, don't write yourself off yet. It's only in your head you feel left out or looked down on. Just try to be your best. Try everything you can. And don't you worry what they tell themselves when you're away. Who cares? Remember the word unfuckwittable. That's right. This is Jimmy Eat World, The Middle.
Yourself off yet. It's only in your head to feel left out or looked down on.
your best. Do everything you can. And don't you worry what they tell themselves when you're away. It just takes some time.
Is The Middle by Jimmy Eat World off the album Bleed America. Welcome, Aaron. Another Aaron just came in. Huh, we'll see what that's all about. So we're going to move on to the next song, and it's Beverly Hills by Weezer. The lead singer, River Cuomo, said in an interview, "I was on at the opening of the new Hollywood Bowl, and I flipped through the program and saw a picture of Wilson Phillips. And for some reason, I just thought how nice it would be to be married like an established celebrity and live in Beverly Hills and be part of that world. And it was totally sincere desire. And then I wrote this song, Beverly Hills. For some reason, by the time it came out, the video came out, it got twisted around into something that seemed sarcastic, but originally it wasn't meant to be sarcastic at all. So here is Weezer with Beverly Hills. Hi, Audie! Okay.
Isn't all that great? My automobile is a piece of crap. My fashion sense is a little whack, and my friends are just as creepy as me. I didn't go to boarding schools. Preppy girls never looked at me. Why should they? I ain't nobody, got nothing in my pocket. Beverly Hills, that's where I want to be.
Thank you, Bam Bam.
Look at all those movie stars, they're all so beautiful and clean. When the house meets from the floors, they get the spaces in between.
I want to live a life like that. I want to be just like a king.
Take my picture by the pool,
cause I'm the next big thing.
Beverly Hills, that's where I want to be. Beverly Hills, Beverly Hills, wouldn't like a celebrity.
That is Weezer with a little Beverly Hills. Next in the album, Make Believe in 2005. All right, we're going to move on because I have like two more I want to get to before the end. And the next one is Smooth Criminal by Alien Ant Farm. It takes a lot of guts to attempt to cover a Michael Jackson song, especially one as well known as Smooth Criminal. However, the fact that Alien Farm doesn't merely aim to copy Michael Jackson's original, it makes their rendition so effective. Instead, Smooth Criminal was modernized for the 2000s by the California band, who turned it into a new metal anthem we never knew it could be. So, however, Alien Ant Farm gave us a fantastic rendition of a wonderful tune with Smooth Criminal. Here it is. I do too. I never actually ever knew that this was a Michael Jackson song. I never knew until somebody told me, and I was like, are you kidding me? I could, and it was totally different. Okay, Annie, you okay? That's Smooth Criminal by Alien Ant Farm, album Anthology in 2001. It's so rocking. I had no idea that was, because it's so different than the original. All right, this last one hit wonder. This is Mariposa Butterfly. Mariposa. I love that. By Crazy Town. I love this song. In this rap pop hybrid of 2000, one hit wonder Crazy Town expresses a magnetic attraction for a sexy lady, calling her my butterfly. The narrator beckons her to dance with him. He spills a little TMI with the lyrics, fierce nipple pierce, you got me sprung with your tongue ring. All right. And describes that the basis of their relationship is both physical and emotional. The song became a global sensation and a hit that topped the charts in the U.S. and many other countries. Here we go. Mariposa, Crazy Town.
Come, my lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come, my lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Such a sexy, sexy, pretty little thing. This is what makes you got me sprung with your tongue ring. And I ain't gonna lie, cause your loving gives me eyes. So to keep you by my side, there's nothing that I won't try. Butterflies in her eyes and her looks to kill. Time is passing, I'm asking, could this be real? Cause I can't sleep, I can't hold still. The only thing I really know is she got sex appeal. I can feel, too much is never enough. You always gotta lift me up when these times get rough. I was lost, now I'm found, ever since you've been around. You're the woman that I want, so you're putting it down. Come, my lady, come, my lady. You're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come, my lady, you're my pretty baby. I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy. Come, my lady, come, my lady. You're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come, my lady, you're my pretty baby. I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy. I don't deserve you, and that's it. Some kind of hidden message to show me life is precious, and I guess it's true. But to tell the truth, I really never knew till I met you. See, I was lost and confused, twisted and used. I knew a better life existed, but thought that I missed it. My life shot wild, I was living like a wild child. Trapped on a short leash, parole to police vibes. So yo, what's happening now? I see the sun breaking down into dark clouds, and a vision of you standing out in the crowd. So come, my lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come, my lady, you're my pretty baby. I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy. Come, my lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly.
Thank you, Bam Bam. You're awesome. Appreciate you.
Pretty baby, I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy.
Hey, sugar mama, come and dance with me. The smartest thing you ever did was take a chance with me. Whatever tickles your fancy, girls, me and you like Sid and Nancy. So sexy, almost evil. Talk about butterflies in my head. I used to think that happy endings were only in the books I read. But you made me feel alive when I was almost dead. You filled that empty space with the love I used to chase. And as far as I can see, it don't get better than this. So butterfly, here is a song and it seals with the kiss and the thank you, miss. Come and dance with me. 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 Come my lady, come my lady. You're my butterfly, sugar baby. Come my lady, you're my pretty baby. I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy. Come my lady, come my lady. You're my butterfly.
Welcome, dream.
Come my lady, you're my pretty baby. I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy. Come my lady, come my lady. You're my butterfly, sugar baby. Come my lady, you're my pretty baby. I'll make your legs shake,
you make me go crazy. Alright, that is Butterfly Mariposa by Crazy Town. The album The Gift of the Game. Make your legs shake, you make it go crazy. I love that song. One of my favorites. Awesome. Alright, those were the Torres, you came in right at the end. Torres, right at the end of Butterfly. You missed it. Where have you been? You are tardy, Torres. Tardy, I say. But I'm glad you're here anyway. All right. Thank you so much for coming in. I appreciate you guys. Didn't start off very well. Not coming, having to start over and stuff. And yeah, we all know what else is going on, but whatever. We're having a good time. I hope you guys have a great Friday and the rest of your weekend. Again, if you guys can help out the Havens for Heroes, all of this, the donations that I get are going to them. I have a $25 that's going to go to the farm or the animals, since nobody's telling me who we should support. We already supporting the one that looks like Logan Paul and then Makisha. So we're going to support those two. We're going to support another one, or just it'll go to the farm and I will send that to them. Bye, Torres. I see you. That'll go to them this weekend. So hopefully if somebody wants to look at their animals and tell me who we should support, then put that in the Dina Joe Facebook page or on a message and we'll support them. If not, it'll just go to the farm and it'll support the farm. But I will see and take pictures of all of those cute little guys on Saturday at the Trader Joe's 1 year anniversary. So that should be fun to have those pictures. I'm going to leave you guys like I always leave you. Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. And thank you for you guys putting a smile on my face through hard times. I appreciate you guys so, so very much. Have a great weekend. I love you. And I will talk to you later. Bye. If I can find my music.
One, two, three.